KQED. A man-made patch of land in the San Francisco Bay called Treasure Island has sat mostly empty for years. Developers promised to transform the toxic-ridden former Navy base into a model eco-friendly community. But the massive scale of the project raises big questions about this smart growth proposal, as Allison Hawks reports for our Climate Watch project.
Come here, Buster. Come here, Bill. Come.
What is it? What do you say?
Good boy. Ready?
Every now and then, ready? Connor Aiken drives over to Treasure Island from San Francisco to exercise his dogs in an empty park. Despite the small bedroom community built around former military housing, it feels like a ghost town out here. But for Aiken, it's the view he's after.
It's just beautiful. You can clearly see both of the most famous bridges, the Bay Bridge, the Golden Gate.
Aiken, a Pilates instructor, is just the sort of resident developers might target for a state-of-the-art eco-city that's currently on the drawing board, with solar power, an urban farm, bike paths, and as many as 20,000 residents living in high-density housing, including 40-story towers.
And so the island structure itself, the way we've organized the streets, placed the buildings in these parks, are based on maximizing the amount of sun and minimizing the amount of uncomfortable wind.
Craig Hartman is the master planner of this multi-billion dollar private development by Lennar Corporation.
Even the street grid is not like we typically would see American cities, even San Francisco, which is based upon a rectangular Cartesian grid. We've actually taken that grid and bent it to let the buildings and trees diffuse the wind as it comes to these small parks and public spaces.
But behind the blueprints, there's a debate bubbling up over Hartman's vision. Critics say the sheer size of the development detracts from its green credentials.
There's density and there's density.
Saul Bloom is the director of ARC Ecology, a San Francisco-based environmental group.
I believe that Treasure Island needs to be developed, but the size and scope of that development is what we're questioning.
Since its creation out of bay mud for the 1939 World's Fair, Treasure Island has been a vortex for utopian visionaries.
Between these two great bridges, in historic San Francisco Bay, is an inspiring tribute to the achievements of our time. Here is a dream come true, the Golden Gate International Exposition on man-made Treasure Island.
Its first incarnation was short-lived. After Pearl Harbor, it fell to the Navy, sold to the city of San Francisco after the base closed, and has since spent more than a decade in redevelopment limbo. Before even one new building goes up, it could take well over $200 million just to gird against earthquakes and rising sea levels. The investment needed to stabilize the island has driven the project toward high density. More housing units mean more profit, potentially, and building up instead of out makes for a more walkable, less car-dependent community. And state law now requires local planners to look for ways to reduce car travel and cut greenhouse gas emissions. But on an island, high density comes with a price. Bloom has calculated that residents will add more than 1,000 extra cars to the Bay Bridge during commute hours.
Obviously, that's going to well overdrive the capacity of a Bay Bridge that is already at capacity.
And then there's the issue of parking. The plans call for one parking space per household. That may not sound like a lot, but it's almost double the ratio in San Francisco.
In terms of reducing our carbon footprint and becoming truly carbon neutral, we've absolutely got to reduce our reliance on the private automobile.
That's Ruth Gravanis. She's a commissioner with the city's Department of Environment, but is talking here as a private citizen.
I really would like to see them drastically reduce the number of cars that are going to be coming out here, and the way you do that is to reduce the number of parking spaces available.
Craig Hartman says planners are going the extra mile to get people out of their cars, with buses, a high-speed ferry, and a congestion toll on the bridge during peak travel times. But he says the plan has to be both environmentally and financially sustainable.
To make a place that is almost utopian as possible in terms of responsible environmentalism, at the same time, it does have to be economically viable. And parking is a component of that.
Some believe a lighter footprint would be better for the island, a stadium or a retail complex. But time is running out. Developers intend to break ground later this year. Whether or not the project lives up to its ecotopian vision, it will forever change the look and feel of the San Francisco Bay. For the California Report, I'm Allison Hawks.
We've got nifty pictures illustrating how Treasure Island has changed over the years. Check it out at californiareport.org/climatewatch.